Kes Hashem Tov on page 175. Shkayin. Hey, we're learning a little bit from the notes on page 175 where it says Aleph. In the right hand column, on this Torah from the Baal Shem of Amadabik Atzim Bechelik Echem and Ha'achdos Dovak Bekulai. V'adin Ha'hepach. When a person is holding on to even a piece, a part, a tiny little piece of the Achdus of Hashem Echad, then he's already, in a deeper way, he's already attached himself to the entirety. And Chas V'Chalila is the opposite way as well. That if a person knowingly, intentionally, willingly detaches himself from a part of Yiddishkeit, so then he's taking himself away from the Achdus. He's taking himself away from the Achdus. The Torahs of the Talmud Baal Shem, from all the different worlds of Chassidus, have a lot to say about this. And this particular edition of the Kes Hashem Tov was put out by Chabad and by a person from Chabad, and therefore there's some of the better known teachings of the Tzaddikim from Chabad. The Rebbe spoke about this Torah very, very often. So let's just learn a little bit to understand this a little bit more. Kol b'nei Yisrael miyuchadim ke'echad, on page 175. Kol b'nei Yisrael miyuchadim ke'echad v'kulam hei mitzias achas. Ki kol echad mehem eino ela prat mitach haklal. The correct way of seeing Am Yisrael, as we've spoken about this many times, the correct way of seeing Am Yisrael is the way that Hashem Yisbach looks at us, which is that we're miyuchadim ke'echad. Miyuchadim ke'echad. That there's a mitzias called Knesset Yisrael, the Sheresh of Am Yisrael and Shemaim. And then we descend into this world, and there are separate Jews. But the true mitzias of Am Yisrael is miyuchadim ke'echad. It's a mitzias achas that's called Am Yisrael. He called echad mehem eno ela prat mitach haklal. Each individual Jew is a piece of that mitzias, of that cheftz of Klal Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael. Ubaormek yoyser chelik min ha'etzem. A chelik min ha'etzem. Memela, b'kol chelik nimtza kol ha'etzem. So the same way we were learning using the marshal of DNA, that even a tiny little strand of a person's hair has the entire DNA, the whole DNA of that person, and you can identify the person from that tiny little strand of hair because it really contains the whole person. So too, every single Jew, not only presently in the world, but every single Jew who ever lived, contained and contains within him the entirety of Knesset Yisrael. So you and I have within us the Baal Shem Tov, the Ben Ish Chai, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, we have everything inside of us. Mele b'chol chelik nimtza kol ha'etzem. And every chelik is the entire etzem. K'maimer Baal Shem Tov ha'etzem, as this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, is the etzem shata tayfes b'miktsa shata tayfes b'kulo. That the etzem, when you're holding on to the etzem of something, even if you're holding on to the edge of it, to a tiny piece of it, you're tayfes b'kulo. You're holding it entirely. V'al pizeh tuvan gam mitzvahs v'hach l'racha kamoicha. So the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, explains, and with this yisod, we could also understand the mitzvah of Yahavt l'reacha kamoicha, of loving another Jew as yourself. Shepirusha kamoicha mamish, which the Svarim explained that kamoicha means kamoicha mamish. So everybody's asking, how could that be, that it should be kamoicha mamish, that you should love another person, you should love somebody as you love yourself? How could that be? What does it mean kamoicha mamish? So there are all different perushim to say that it doesn't mean mamish kamoicha. Can't be mamish kamoicha. But in Chassidus it means kamoicha, mamish. Me'acha she'ahavas adam es atzmo, because the love that a person has for himself Eina ahava shemitzad hatam. Even the love that one has for oneself is not mitzad hatam. Meaning that if a person would try to understand, why do you really love yourself? Why do you love yourself? There are many, many reasons why you should not be particularly in love with yourself. And yet we see that the person, even though he says all these things, I can't, I have low self-esteem, I hate myself, everybody hates me, and so on. But sof kol sof, when it comes down to it, he loves himself. Sometimes there's an unhealthy, distorted picture of oneself. Generally, the Sfarim tells us that the people who go around all the time talking about how they don't hold from themselves are the ones who hold from themselves the most. So that's not for now. The point is, if you ask yourself, so why do I talk a lot of myself? Why am I so worried about my health? Why do I care so much? What difference does it make if I'm in the world or not in the world? Why is it that I'm so wrapped up in myself? Why? So if you have if it's a rational question and you try to come up with some rational answers, well, I sometimes call my mother. I'm not such a bad guy. I try to daven, three times a day. But then you say, yeah, but really the guy next to you does much more of that. He visits his mother more and he davens much stronger than you daven. You surely love him more than you love yourself. So it's not a kasha. The kasha is that I can't explain that. It's something that's not mitzad hatam. Ahava atzmis is not mitzad hatam. Why do I love myself? Can you give 10 reasons why you love yourself? It's a silly question. It's ahava atzmis. This is who I am. And because it's an ahava atzmis, it doesn't have a tam. It could be that I'm talking about such a great person. But I desperately want to live, and I want to have a good life and so on. But why do you deserve that? Maybe you don't deserve that. It's not an Indian of whether I deserve it or I don't deserve it. It's Nahava Atzmas. It's something which is Eina Mitzad Hatam. It's not Mitzad Tam V'Das. It's just it is. It's because the teva that Hashem has made in creation is that one loves oneself, because this is my existence. There is an unhealthy person who is not in that place of Ahavas. There is such a thing. But the teva of a human being is that he loves himself without any reason. Even though it could be that there's much more evidence that says that, you shouldn't really love yourself. You're not such a person that's worthy of such love. Nevertheless, he loves himself. It's a hava atzmas. So the Rebbe explains, this is, we learned years ago from the Tzemach Tzedek and Derech Mitzvah Yisach, that's really the Yisod there in the mitzvah of Ahavta Recha Kamoicha. So kach gam ha-hava li-yehudi acher, so must the love be for another Jew. Tzvichalios ahava atzmas. It's not that I love this person because of A, B, or C. I don't have to come up with reasons for loving myself, and I don't have to come up with reasons for loving another Jew. It's an ahava atzmas. It's because that person is a piece of Knesset Yisrael. He's a piece of Knesset Yisrael. Obviously, a person has to think about this and understand it. It requires tremendous, tremendous hisboninus to contemplate this reality of this Jew being a piece of the same material that I'm a piece of. They were all pieces of that same cloth, that same talus. And the same way that my ahava for myself is an ahava atzmas, that's not the tam bedas, so too my love of another person, of another Jew, is bli tam bedas. It doesn't require an explanation. How could I love somebody like that? Since we're two separate people, we're two different telesim. That's what one would think. We're two different telesim, two different people, two different telesim. However, according to this yesod of the Baal Shem Tov, we're just seeing some places and some ways that this teaching of the Baal Shem is applied in Chassidus. But according to what we learned, we could understand. When I love another Jew, I'm not loving somebody else. Ela havas atzmai. It's a havas atzmai. It's an expression, an extension, a hachava of the love that I have for myself. So etzem echad, chabah v'kama chalakim. It's one etzem that in this world has different pieces. But it's an etzem echad, and there's an invisible thread that is joining together all of the pieces. All of the pieces are bound together. It's one etzem. We're called chelik zeh oisah ha'etzem, and every single chelik is the same etzem. Was a Yuvan Gamaimer Baal Shem Tov Shahavas Yisrael Perusha, and then we can understand what the Baal Shem Tov taught, that Ahavas Yisrael means Le'ahav Yehudi Af Im Lo Ra'ohu Me'Olam, to love another Jew even though you never met him. And we saw this by the Lubavitcher Rebbe Sussman more than by anybody, such a thing, that his love for every Jew, and his, not only that, he was attuned to what every Jew needed, and he knew what was happening with every Jew anywhere in the world. Because by the tzaddik, this is so finely tuned that it's not just a matter of something that when I hear about this person, I could feel his joy, I could feel his pain, I could try to help him and want to and apply all that we're learning. With such a tzaddik, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it was something that affected even his way of thinking and knowing the world and knowing of another Jew that he'd ever met. And what was missing in his life, and where he was, and who he was, and so on. So the tzaddik has that capacity to know another Jew that he's never met. To know a person that he's never met, that you can walk into him and you never met him, and he knows you. And you could feel that when you were such a tzaddik that he knows you even though you never met him. Because the same way he knows himself, and you're an extension of himself, he knows you. And we can't, a person can only come to that through being a big tzaddik and through unbelievable kedusha and tahara, being able to live in the world of the neshama and spending one's entire life thinking of other Jews and so on. If you never even saw the person, and you never heard of this person, never saw him, you never heard of him. How is it possible to love someone who you don't know anything about, who you never met, or never heard of? However, according to this yesod that we're learning from the Baal Shem Tov, we can understand. All of Am Yisrael is an etzem echad, and this person is a chelik of the etzem. And you and I love ourselves, even though we don't truly know ourselves. We love ourselves. It's the Ahava and Ahava Atmos. We don't truly know ourselves. There are very few people who really know themselves. And yet, every person loves himself. The person who you and I love, meaning in ourselves, we most likely never met. Because if you try to think about yourself, most people, when they think about themselves, most of the stuff they come up with, they're not so thrilled about. Mm. Yeah, that's just how it is. Most of the stuff you come up with, you're not particularly thrilled about. So it means that the person, I love myself, I'm sure that I should have good things, and I should be happy, and I should be able to live, and nothing should threaten my life. I love myself. But when I try to think about myself, the things that come up on the screen are not particularly great. So what do you love yourself? So it means that what you love is the person that you never really met. About yourself. The person that you love you never really met. It's Nishmas Yisrael that you love. The person that you met, you never really, really met. You don't really know that person. Some people are more connected to that, but most people are very distant from that. And if you ask them about themselves, someone that really loves them could say, oh, because of this. And then the person himself would say, yeah, that's me. I didn't know. But the other person who loves you says, no, that's you. It's a wonderful thing about you. He said, really? He said, I'm 50, 60, 70 years old. I never thought about that. Are you sure? Like if you'd be sitting by your own levaya, you know, and you'd be hearing Hespedim. Exaggerations, you know. But then you might sit back, if you were sitting in the last row over there by the Leviathan, and say, yeah, I did try to do that. Yeah, there was something about me like that. So you lived your whole life. It never dawned on you that there was that good thing about you. Never, ever dawned on you. The people that knew you and loved you, they loved you because they saw that in you. But you yourself didn't see that. So then why did you love yourself? If most of the things about yourself you didn't like, you wouldn't want to other people to have that, you know, with you with yourself. So it's a different, the have is not mitam b'das. It's not mitam b'das. So you could have a person that everybody in the world, you could have a Jew that everybody in the world doesn't like, but that tzaddik loves the person. How could the tzaddik love this person? He's so unlikable, he's so unlovable, he has nothing about him that's redeemable, that's good, that's nice. And how does the tzaddik love this person? Because the ahava is mitzad ha'etzem, it's nishmas Yisrael, it's the etzem of Yisrael. It's the same way I love myself, even though I can't think of any reason right now why I would love myself, like any particular characteristic, anything about me that would cause me to love myself. So you have a person that he says all the time, I can't stand myself, I hate myself. And yet he wants everybody to be taking care of him and to be thinking about him, and he's obsessed with himself, even though he says he hates himself. If you hate yourself, then why do you eat? Then just don't eat and die. If you hate yourself so much, if you're so unworthy of living, then die. You know, like somebody that's standing on the George Washington Bridge and he's about to jump, you know, and then the whole New York police department's coming after this guy. I remember once, you know, like there was something on the news when I was a kid. My father said, "Let some guy." You know? Why does the police have to take off a whole day of work for this guy? Let some guy. Spring, jump. Let some guy. Like, you're not happy. You don't want to live. You go. Like, what's the Indian over here? Like, what's the guy standing over here with all the cameras and he's just chalishing that somebody should find a reason to keep him in this world? Not everybody. You have some people that they jump. There are people that kill themselves. But then you get the other guy that, why do you have to go to George Washington Bridge? Go someplace where nobody sees you. I don't know. Go somewhere in Bear Mountain or somewhere. I don't know. Go early in the morning, take a drive from the Palisades and go on to some mountain and jump off. What are you doing on the Washington Bridge? What do you have to have there? ABC and CBS. You want to kill yourself? Go someplace where no one sees you. Or just like people are serious about suicide, take a couple of pills and go, Shlof. What are you going to the George Washington Bridge to make such an Indian over there? Because you want somebody to find some reason that you shouldn't die. You can't think of any reason. So if somebody comes to save you, it must be that I'm worth living. Somehow, they know something about me that's worth preserving in this world. It's a very sad thing. Over Chalzai's, the Havas Ha'etzim is something that's not B'tam V'das. Not B'tam V'das, this union of a person with himself. And in a deeper way, it's possible for you and I to come to that understanding of another Jew. Another Jew. For the tzaddik is mamish, the tzaddik is crazy in love, even with a person who's the, like they say about the Baal Shem, that he loved the biggest Rosh more than any of us could ever love our children. That's what they say. The tzaddikim said about the Baal Shem, that that he loved the worst Jew more than any of us love our children. So such an ahava, eris, a burning love. When you understand the etzim of Am Yisrael, what that means.
Could it be the chelik of Hashem that we love?
Well, of course, that's what it is. That's the chelik l'ka. That's how he said, nishmas Yisrael, the soul of a Jew. That's the soul of a Jew. It's not just because that person, that's what makes a Jew something which is l'mal mitam adas, is because he contains within him chelik l'ka mimal mamish. Chelik l'ka mimal mamish. A piece of God himself within him.
Karl Marx and Bernie Sanders.
What's that? Like you're having a hard time with Bernie Sanders. You're trying to love him?
Bernie Sanders, they're all Jews. You know?
What?
It's like Karl Marx, Bernie Sanders, they're Jews. You know?
Those are your favorites. Yeah. Yeah, well, they go together, the two of them. They go together. Yeah. Yeah, even such a person. The Tanya, of course, is Isaac in this sugya and Perek Lamed Beis. At the same time, David Mel said about the Rishonim, Tachlis Sinus and Asa. I mean, there's an inyan of Sinus HaRasha. So the Tanya explains that the sin of the hatred for the Rasha means only the hatred of what? Of the Ra that's within him. It doesn't mean the hatred of the person himself. And that's the reason for this. Right? Yitamach HaTayim V'Lechaitim. It's the hatred of the Ra that's within the person. So even deep inside people such as those, even though in halacha there could be, I'm not saying that he's, I'm not touching up any Jew, even if somebody would halachically be in the category of such an individual where halachically there's a din to hate this person, or even in the time of the Gemara, there would be a min and not be curious, where there would be a din of my reading v'loy malin, that if you would see this guy at the edge of a pit, you can give him a little push, you know, and send him off the George Washington Bridge yourself. Even if there would be somebody who halachically is in that category, that has to do with the tikkun of the world and to remove a person who's dangerous or damaging and so on. But as far as the elokus that's within the person, there's no question that that's Ahavas Etzem. It's Ahavas Etzem. Therefore, we already understand why the Chazon Ish says in Yerideya and other tzaddikim explain that nowadays we can't apply such dinim because our Ahavas Yisrael is no longer, and for the most part, in this Madrega that the Baal Shem Tov is talking about, Ahavas Etzem. So we have to be so careful of these things. That you have these kanoim. I told you many times, Reb Chaim Brisker's marshal, you know, Reb Chaim Brisker, you know, with the kanoim, that he said there are different types of kanoim. You know, there's a mouse in somebody's house, so there are two that are trying to get the mouse. There's the balabas and there's a cat. But Reb Chaim Brisker said there's a big chiluk between the balabas and the cat. The balabas wishes that there never ever would have been, this mouse would never have come into his life. The balabas, and the balabas feels like it's a nebuch that I have to put down traps, right? And then I have to get rid of this thing that is staring the house. It's making my wife scared and the kids. And it's rachmanis, so I have to get rid of this. The cat is waiting all day long and saying, you know, if only there would be a mouse over here, would I have a good time with this? So nowadays, you still have Jews that are marching around Yerushalayim, you know, as we speak, getting ready to scream out Shabbos at somebody that's passing. There are very few of those crazy people, but there's still some, and they're waiting. They wouldn't know what to do if nobody would drive on Shabbos. What would happen to these people? They'd go out of their minds. Can you imagine if all of a sudden the Jewish people decided we're all going to stay home on Shabbos? Every Israeli said, staying home on Shabbos. It's in Shabbos. All Israelis, every Jew in Israel, it's an in Shabbos. Let's say Chas v'Chalila, like they have now, but the Chinese are all inside, right? No one's going anywhere. So it's an in Shabbos. It's an in Shabbos. So then those chevra are going to stand over there. They're not going to know what to do. You know what they're going to do? They'll beat each other up. They'll start yelling Shabbos at each other and saying, you're not such a big Shabbos like I am. And they'll start hitting each other. They'll start dropping benches on each other's heads. They're not going to know what to do. Because they're like the mouse that's waiting. The cat that's waiting for the mouse to come. Ah, is this geschmack. But if someone would chas v'chlil not be mechal Shabbos, what would I do with my life? There are people that are like that. Then you have the chukanaim, whose hearts are broken. Their hearts are broken to see chil Shabbos. It's unbearable to them that the Jews, because he loves a Jew, not because he hates a Jew. Because he loves Jews so much he can't stand to see chil Shabbos, that this tzaddik is being mechal Shabbos. It breaks his heart. It's very, very rare nowadays. There are people like that, but very, very rare. It's not the typical one of those mishagayim. That, you know, you look in their eyes, they have that look in their eyes. They're crazy people. It's rachmanis. You have to love them too. It's hard to love them. You have to love them too. They eat. But the havas etzim is what the Baal Shem Tov is talking about is that deepest level of recognition that v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, how could that be kamoicha mamish? How could it be kamoicha mamish? So the mefarshim are trying to, you know, the mefarshim are scrambling to explain kamoicha, it can't mean mamish, it means sahan haga. Ki'ilu it's kamoicha. But in chassidus, kamoicha means kamoicha mamish. Because that person is part of the same talis that you are. And your teufis, that chelik of the etzim, is a chelik of the achdus. That's what the Olshantav is saying. The achdus means, of course, Hashem l'kenu Hashem echad. But that Jew is a manifestation of Hashem l'kenu Hashem echad. And therefore, even a despicable person, even somebody who's a Sinai Yisrael, a Jew who's a Sinai Yisrael, as he's proven, this person, Sanders, has proven himself to be in many ways. Sof kol sof, he's a Yid. And if it came down to it, again, I'm not going into the halachic, to define somebody halachically nowadays, how do we go? It's a very big sugya, and it's not for now. There's separate dinim of Hatzola, not Hatzola, that's something else. But Be'etzim, he's also going to have a tikkun. He's also going to have a tikkun. In other words, there's going to come a time, somehow, in some way, that the Baruch Shalom is going to say, let's all vote for Bernie Sanders. Not now. That's not now. But there is going to come such a time after he has a tikkun, and he shouldn't chalila have to suffer. I don't, God forbid. But there's gonna come a time where he's going to be cleaned and put the mikveh, and he's going to be taken care of, and everything's going to be right, and he's not going to have his goit of a wife, and he's not going to, all those other things are going to be fixed, and he's going to have a tikkun in his way. And then the Rosh Hashanah is going to say, ah, that's Bernie. That's the real Bernie. He's got the right action, he's got the right look, but everything else is off, right? Everything else is off. So he needs a tikkun. So he's going to have a tikkun. He's going to have a tikkun, and the person will say, Bernie. And he's going to say, I never knew this about myself. I never knew this. And we're going to say, yeah, that's why we had problems with you. We had also problems with you, because the stuff about you that was so unattractive, we also found unattractive. But the etzim of who you are, be mamish love. That's v'haftar ha kamoicha. And even if you can't now, and even if halachically we have to say, nah, don't vote for Bernie right now, this guy's a bad guy. Nevertheless, a person has to know that be'etzim is a Yid. He's a Jew. And at best, we could feel a rachmanis for such a person. Not to be like the cat that's waiting for this guy to get messed up, but to hope that he has a tikkun. And so it is for every Jew. To daven that he should have a tikkun, also that he should have a tikkun. For every Jew to hope that, you know, to hope that he'll be okay. That he'll get better, that the etzim will be able to be misatzim, that the etzim will be able to be strong and to be able to materialize in his day to day life, and he should stop with this craziness of how he's behaving. It's like us, except he's in worse shape than we are, but it's the same yisod, it's the same Torah from the Baal Shem.
I read a beautiful Torah from Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zichrono Livracha, that said, "Why is a man described as mabeh?" In the Gemara on damages, and he says it means to seek, and the man is the seeker. And the same thing that could be
davener, it means a davener.
Yeah, really, he said the same thing that could be a mila, and when it's misused, is what causes all the trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Beis Sholosh ha'ahavas in the footnote. Sholosh ha'ahavas, ahavas Hashem, ahavas Torah, v'ahavas Yisrael, kul achad. It's a very big yisod in the svar that these three loves of ahavas Hashem, ahavas Atar, and ahavas Yisrael, a kulachad, kuchibuch yisol veraisa. It's kulachad. It's be'etzim. It's one love. That's what we're just talking about. You love this Jew because he's a shtick elokus. He's a piece of elokus. And the love of Torah is also. The love of Torah is an ahava, the etzem of elokus. It's not because it's interesting. Again, it doesn't mean that every one of us feels that ahava, just like we don't feel that we love that other person. And not every one of us sees, not every person, I mean, every one of us here does, but not every Jew sees the greatness of Torah. He's not connected to it, and he doesn't understand what's going on. But ahavas Hashem, ahavas Yisrael, ahavas Torah, it's kul achad, it's one thing. It's all the same thing. It's the etzem. Kul achad. Yef l'chalik b'nehem. Kevin shekul achad ke'etzem echad. It's elokus. It's godliness. It's gottlichkeit. It's godliness. And that's the etzem of a Jew, is godliness. Yisrael, the Torah, Hashem, it's all the same etzem. It's all the same thing. The Torah Sachasidus move a Marshal Balsham to Beshem Rishonim. Etzem Kshat HaTayf is B'miktsos, Sat HaTayf is B'kulo. So this teaching is the one we're learning here in Kesa Shem Tov. This is the original teaching. This is also from Kutei Sichas from the Bav Shrabi. Since these three loves, it's all the same talis. It's all the same talis. Hashem, Yisrael, the Torah. It's all the same talis. If you see that a Jew, like the Tanya writes in Perek Yutes, that even a Jew that never knew Hashem in his life, never knew, he can't separate himself from Hashem. And when it comes down to B'shas Ma'is, he's told to convert, to give up his connection to Hashem. So he'd rather die. He can't do that. And if somebody's capable of doing that, it's just because he's not thinking. But if a Jew thinks, he's incapable of letting go of that. Again, there's somebody, there's an ahavas etzem that a person loves himself. There are people who commit suicide. It's just that there was something very, very off in their minds. In the same way that any Jew that converts, there's some explanation in this world to get ahead in this world, like it used to be very common, that a Jew would convert to be able to try to get ahead financially, whatever, to manage. But it's not be'etzim, because this person is giving up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't give up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't give up the Torah. He can't give up being part of Am Yisrael. He can't. It's not something which a Jew can do. Be'etzim. He doesn't see it that way. He says, nah, I don't really mean it. I don't know. Whatever it is. There are people that kill themselves. Because there's something very unhealthy. It's a pathological situation. There's something wrong. But the mitzias of a person is to love himself. And the healthy mitzias of a Jew is to love every Jew, to love Hashem, and to love the Torah. And when a person doesn't feel that, it means that there's some pathology, there's something wrong, and it needs to be reset. But since that's the etzem, it's relatively easy to reset it. It's not hard, because that's the teva. Like the Maral says all over his farm, that when something is the teva, it's not mikra, it's teva, then it naturally longs to be reset and to be put back in its healthy course. It means that to believe that every single Jew really, really wants very much to be a Jew, wants to learn Torah, wants to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning. That's 001 of what's called Kiruv. Even though I don't like to use that term so much, the way that it's been used or misused, but that's 001. That belief. And that it's not hard. It's not hard. You might not have figured out what to do with this person, but it's not hard to do. Because there's something that's unnatural when a Jew is not connected to Hashem, to Am Yisrael, and to the Torah. That's something which is unnatural. And the nature of all creation is that everything is longing to return to its natural state. That's a mitzvah of teva. That's in science. That's how the world functions. Everything is moving towards its natural state. The same way the fish are trying to swim to go back to their place. That's the way Hashem made the world. So when you see a Jew and he's not and he's screaming that he hates Yiddishkeit and he hates the Torah and he's got three non-Jewish wives and he's got kids that are not Jewish and whatever it is, and he says I don't want to ever see a Jew in my house. It's all not true. Something which is just something's off. Something that's unhealthy. And when you understand that, then that doesn't put you off. It doesn't frighten you. And it doesn't mean that you know. It doesn't mean that the person is not really hoping that you'll invite him for Shabbos. It doesn't mean that at all. Not to be deterred by that. Not to be nispal when a Jew acts that way, talks that way. Not to be nispal. And if that's when it comes to a stranger, achas kama v'kama, your own kid. I was on the phone last night with a woman whose daughter is acting up in all kinds of crazy ways. And she's already like thinking, all right, come on. So I have at least some other children that are from. You know, this one's not going to be from, is not from, will never be from, and has no interest in Yiddishkeit. And I said, wow, you know, she's only 15, you're already finished? Like, that's it. Wow. It's pretty easy. You gave up? 15 years old, you're giving up? I said, until they throw the dirt on top of you and they're saying Kaddish when she's 120, what are you talking about? How do you talk like that? Like, Kielu, you know, she's finished. Her parish is done. It's done. Not to give up. It means to look at this person and to believe that internally you haven't been able to connect to that place yet. If you handle things right and you stop making such a big deal about stuff, you'll get to it. Internally, this girl is chalishing for the Jewish people, for Torah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for her family. She's chalishing. That's all that she wants. How to get to that place within her is a chachma. How to get to that place, and it might take some time, but you gotta work at it. And sometimes the less you work at it, the more likely it is to happen. That's how it just is with a lot of people, a lot of Jews. When you make too much of an issue about it, like, you know, the some of you, I don't know if you're in it, but you know, kids are ready. The kid doesn't want to come to shul Friday night. The kid doesn't want to come to shul. Doesn't want to daven. So you hack the kid about davening and davening and davening. That's how you're going to get to the davening inside. That's not it. 99% of the time, that's every time you hack him about davening, it means in another 6 months he's not coming to shul. How come you're not coming to shul? You make like a little comment, you know, like this little snide remark as you leave the shul. You say, okay, maybe one day we'll have the pleasure of going together. Like, you know, you know, fathers can do that. Like a little. A knife, you know. Okay, it's fine. No, I understand. You need some more time. Maybe one day. No? People are so good at that. Like, parents, and you love the kid so much, but you want the kid to be a davener. So you give such a thing. And it's like guaranteed less davening the second you have to even say anything. You just give like a certain look, like no, like that no look, you know. Like, there are no words for it. Just like, what's my life going to be if my son doesn't go to shul? My life is not worth anything. You can give that with a look also. And that's your way of trying to get to the little davener inside that kid. So the problem is with the method of reaching the kid. That's why I would say all the time, all these kids that they're off the derech, off the derech, off the derech. We scream off the derech. The whole thing is Purim. It's mamish, the whole thing is Purim. It's mamish a Purim shiel. The same way Shushan Abira was Purim. That was Purim itself. It was all Purim. It's all Purim. So these three ahavas. V'nidon didon, kevan, the last line on the right side of the page over there. Kevan shesholosh ahavas hen etzem echad. Since these three ahavas, Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisrael, Ahavas HaTorah. Hein Etzem Echad. There's one Talus, one Etzem, one Cheftzer. Move on. Shebekol Echem Hen Yesh Loistan. The same way that in every strand of hair, there's the entire DNA, the same DNA in the strand of hair, and in the brain, the same DNA. So when they study that strand of hair, they could find the whole person. They can somehow like reconstruct who this person, the whole person from that little tiny, not just the strand of hair, from a tiny little piece of that strand of hair, it's a whole DNA. So v'chol echad mehen yesh loistan. So in every single one of these ahavas, you have all three. So now the Rebbe is explaining, it's not just a matter of loving another Jew. It's not just v'ahavta v'ra'acha kamaycha. It's v'ahavta es Hashem kamaycha. We understand. And it's v'ahavta es HaTorah kamaycha. It doesn't say in the pasuk, you're not going to make up new psukim. There are psukim that can be brought down for such things also. But that's what it means. V'ahavta l'ra'acha kamaycha is an expression of that same ahava, v'ahavas HaTorah, and ahavas Hashem. It's the same thing. K'sheyeshna ahavas Hashem. Well, ein ahavas HaTorah v'ahavas Yisrael. So when you see that there's somebody who has ahavas Hashem, he loves God. But ein ahavas HaTorah v'ahavas Yisrael, but he doesn't love the Torah. And he doesn't love other Jews. Or you have somebody that loves other Jews, but he doesn't love Hashem. Doesn't love. You have somebody that's running a. I was talking to a friend of mine who was very involved with Birthright. You know Birthright. They take Chabad as well. So he was telling me how you have these people that are the head of it. So I asked him. One of them is this Adelson. You know, this Gvir. How do you say his name?
Adelson.
Yeah. So his wife is Jewish too. They're very big Gvirim, right? Mm-hmm. So he was telling me the amount of money this couple gives every year. You have a musik what these people give every year? That they're giving something like $30 million every year with this birthright. And I asked him, so tell me about he's friends with these people, with these Adelson. He's friends with them. And so I asked him, so what's the shaykhus to mitzvahs, to Yiddishkeit? Nothing. No Yiddishkeit. Adkedekach, that he told me that this Adelson said to him that you're my only firm friend. And the wife grew up in Israel. She had some bed in Yonam with some firm people. I don't know. He told me a little bit about it. So. You have to ask yourself. So, like, why would you want to spend $30 million now on I'm making sure that this Indian continues? if you don't believe in it, like, why are you spending so much money? Jews are careful with their money. It's not so pasha. That's a lot of money, even for a gevir. That's a lot of money. And he told me the numbers, like over the years, how much he spent. This guy. And then the one who started Birthright, Michael Steinhardt, right? Also, it's hard to find him going to the mikveh, you understand. So you're not going to catch him with a Ben Tam's tefillin, this guy. Not yet. It's Hashem. But what's he mishuga about? The preservation of the Jewish people. Why? Well, do you have like some nostalgic feelings? What is it? To explain what that is. What the Indian is. What's the reason? Tell me, tam v'das, seichel. What is it that you have? That you're spending $30 million a year because you're worried about Jews not being Jews, or Jews not marrying Jews. What is it that you're worried about? What is it about the b'chlal, the homotzias of Am Yisrael? What's the nafkimina, whether there is or there isn't? Because of history? No, so they always talk about the Jewish future. What's the nafkimina, whether it's a Jewish future or not a Jewish future? What's the nafkimina? What difference does it make? The Teres is that even though he says, I only love Jews, but I don't believe in God and I don't believe in Torah, it's not true. He just doesn't know of that part. It's all the same talus. So he doesn't know B'seichel, B'tam V'das, he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand. Of course he loves Hashem, he loves Torah. And that's why he's spending $30 million a year, that there should be Jews, and there should be Jews who are learning Torah and who serve Hashem. He himself is not in that place yet, in his seichel. There's something, the seichel that's off. In his seichel, in his das, there's something off. But that's... There's something not healthy in a person. If a person loves Jews, like this person, like this Adelson, that he loves Jews so much, so he says, I don't love the Torah and I don't love God. I don't believe in God, I don't believe in the Torah. So it means that there's something that's chmashu chaser, there's something that's off, there's something that's wrong, there's something that's sick. But the etzem is, of course, is one thing. Leidach gisok esheyesh nahavas Yisrael im hayoyse mehamitzvah sichli eshaaseichel mechayvan haysof sof megim lahavas atarev ahavas Hashem. Therefore, when you have a person like this, it's just a muscle. When you have somebody like this that's so obviously in love with the Jewish people, even though he has all kinds of explanations why he'll have, if we would ask him that question, if this guy Adelson would be here and we ask him, so what are you spending all your money on Jews? He would have all kinds of explanations. But that's not the reason why, his explanations. So, because of that, when you see a person that loves Jews so much, you should know that it's mamish, it's this close to Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas Yisrael. Ahavas Atayr. He's very, very close. Because the Indian of this, he's in the sugya of Ahava. It's just that because of this mistake in Seichel, there's something that's off when it comes to Torah and Hashem. But he's already in the parish of Ahava. He's already in that parish of Ahava, as opposed to a person who's just this apathetic, doesn't care about anything, couldn't care less, doesn't, not interested. This guy's interested. This guy's sitting day and night on meetings and discussions and spending money and going back and forth to Israel. And he told me, this friend of mine told me that at the beginning, that Michael Steinhardt, when he started Birthright, he said that any of the Birthright chever that marry each other, any of them that get married, which there have been hundreds of them that have gotten married, any of them that marry each other, he's going to pay for their honeymoon, wherever they want to go. So this guy told me that he came back on that a lot. In the beginning he did that, but now he started to... Baruch Hashem, it started to get... You know, the Jews are marrying Jews. So what does he have this in you? He's going to pay for everybody. And not only that, he told me he used to go to all the chasnas. Steinhardt used to go to the chasnas. Wherever they were, he would go to the chasna. It's interesting, no? This guy, I don't know him, and they're interested, there are different stories about him. But the amount of money and Mesirus Nefesh for Jews? For what? Sof, it's the same highway. There's different exits. This one's Ahavas Hashem, this is Ahavas Torah, this is Ahavas Hashem. It's the same highway. It's all one Mahalach. It's all one thing. It's all one Chavs. So Megim Lahavas Torah Bahavas Hashem. Kasharam Yehudi Sheish Lahavas Hashem. Vein Lahavas Torah Bahavas Yisrael. Tzvichim Lor Malak. When you see a Jew, he has Lahavas Hashem, but he says I love God, but he doesn't care about Torah, doesn't care about Jews. Tzvichim Lor Malak. Shalav Ladash. Lahavas Hashem Lavada. Lo Lahavas Torah Yisrael. Ain Lakim. There's no just tell him. Listen, there's no Kim. Your Lahavas Hashem can't go on like this. Your love of God cannot continue in such a way, and it's not being fully experienced because you don't love Torah, you don't love Jews. You don't feel that love. When you see somebody like this guy that only has Ahavas Yisrael, but he doesn't care about Hashem, he doesn't care about Torah, you have to try to bring him to Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas Yisrael. You have to try to bring him to Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas Yisrael. Because this guy who loves Jews, but he doesn't want to have anything to do with Torah with Hashem, he's busy giving food and taking care and so on, helping people. But you have to know that there's this opening in this person. Because that ahava, that love that he has, that love is already being expressed for Yisrael. The Ahavas Yisrael is already there. So it means it's very, very easy to get to this person's Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas Torah. Because the other person who's just shut down, that's much harder. But when you have somebody who's already in that parish of Ahavas Yisrael, so the Ahava is awake, the love is awake. In Ta'irum, Ta'irum is Ahava, it's Ahava, the Ahava is awake. So then to already get to the department of Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas HaTorah, it's not hard. The Ahava is already, there's already his service of Ahava. And it's easy, much easier to get to the Ahavas Hashem as opposed to a person who's not, who, because of things that are not well in his life and not healthy in his life, it's like it's not functioning. Gimel. Ala Mishnah, v'nefroin, it's not v'nefroin, v'nefroin, with a nun, v'na adam yidait v'shna yidaita. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that this is a very deep teaching that we spoke about a number of times. It's found also, he brings it from Lukut Maran, that when a person is judging other Jews, on a deeper level, you're judging yourself. Midaita v'shalom midaita. What does that mean? Shalomah l'manisham adam rak midaita. Baal Shem Tov taught that when a person is judging, he comes to a certain judgment regarding another person, and he judges that person in a bad way. In a deeper level, he's paskening on himself. In other words, in Shemayim, they're asking him, how do you, because when you see something, the Baal Shem Tov, as you all know, we've spoken about taught, that when you see something that bothers you very, very much about another person, it's because you have the problem within yourself on some level. So when you're passing on that other person, it's there, in Shemayim, they're asking you, so what do you, they're asking you to pass it about yourself. So when you say something or you see something negative in the other person, and you pass in something bad about the other person, it's nefroin v'na adam midaito v'shalom midaito. Sometimes it's a midaito, that you understand why you're being punished, and sometimes it's shalom midaito. But you're passing on yourself. L'sha'odam ma'itzias p'sakdina l'or ba'ifin shalom midaito. That when you're being judged in Shemayim, they'll bring somebody in your life that is guilty of the same thing that you're guilty of. And they're asking you in Shemayim, well, how do you see this other person? So if you say, Ali Mitzchus, in a good way, so then you pass him for yourself, Ali Mitzchus. If you say, nah, he's a bad guy, so then you're passing, that's the psakdin on yourself. So when you're passing on this other person, the emes is you're passing on yourself. You're going to get punished, and it's shalom that you didn't even realize it. You caused it to yourself. Why does the Bezdin Shalmala make you the one who paskins? Why doesn't the Bezdin Shalmala just paskin itself? Why are you paskining? Since every single Jew is the same from the same talus, it's a locus, it's godliness. And every single piece, there's the entire thing. Like we just learned. And every chelik, you're there completely. Therefore, the angels don't know this. The angels, the Bezen Shomala, can't really pass on a person because the Bezen Shomala are not that same chelik as a Jew. And as long as you don't pass on your own, then af echad yochalusak. So, the Bezen Shomala, Malachim can't pass on you because they're not you, and they don't understand all that you've been through. V'chulu v'chulu. We're not going through right now. It's like only you can pass on yourself. It's a very deep teaching. And how do you pass on yourself? By how you look at another person. Because that other person is better than yourself. It's kul echad. It's all one. So that's the deeper teaching. A malach can't judge another Jew. A malach can't pass judgment on the Jew. He doesn't know another Jew. But a Jew knows another Jew, and that knowledge of the other is really an extension of the knowledge of himself. And therefore, passing another Jew is the meaning of passing it of oneself. Passing it of oneself is passing it of another Jew. It's all one mitzvah, one chavtza. One chavtza. Okay, Rez Hashem will continue this.